Never forget that no matter how nice she looks, no matter how friendly her eyes look, you look in her eyes, they sparkle, and you see her, and it makes your day. I know that feeling. When it gets right down to it, it's like hailing a cab. At the end, they throw the flag up, and they tell you how much you owe them. And they'd like a tip with that, please. Boys, never forget that. And in this lecture today, boys, I want to talk about money. Women want your money. Sure, there are exceptions, and if you are an exception, you probably have friends who are like you. Generally speaking, women want your money, men. And you can't see it because you want poon. They know you want poon, and so they get themselves into position to get your money. Because you are temporarily insane while you're trying to get a woman's panties off, many of you will start spending money. Now, some of you, maybe, like your professor, don't spend a lot in the beginning, but maybe once you're in a relationship, you're not as careful. And perhaps you buy your living girlfriend or your wife a car, or you buy a big house for her to live in with you. Perhaps you take her on an expensive vacation. And many women equate love with your ability to support them. In other words, women love to feel secure. One thing that makes women feel secure is your money. So you'd be amazed how much women love you if you have money. And by the way, what is a lot of money? Well, to each person, it's a different amount of money. If a woman makes $22,000 a year and she meets a man who makes $32,000 a year, she thinks she's hit the jackpot. So you don't have to have a lot of money to be in this position. But what it gets right down to is that women think their company is worth more than ours. They think their sexual availability has monetary value that ours doesn't. Or at least they try to con us into believing that's the case. And they believe that once they have the keys to our place, once they are officially the girlfriend or the wife or whatever, the live-in, that it is your job to shovel money in their direction. And in many cases, their love is directly correlated to how well you are able to support the enterprise, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a live-in relationship, whether it be a marriage, whether it be a marriage with kids, whether it be a live-in relationship with kids. It's amazing how much a woman's love has to do with how well you support the family. It's amazing how many women stop loving you if you are unable to work or depressed or, in some cases, unwilling to work for a period of time. Amazing how many of these women who, quote-unquote, love you, suddenly stop loving. Now, boys, I've been married and divorced 4 times, and I've had other relationships as well. So I'm going to tell you that when you fall in love, you can't see this. Let me tell you what the other end is like when you get out. When you get out, women want money to leave. They not only want money to move in, they not only want money to have sex with you, they not only want money to spend time with you. They not only want money so they can look at you with puppy dog eyes and pretend to be interested in what you have to say. When you want them to go, they want money for that too. So when you tell a woman to leave, she wants money. She wants you to help her move. She wants you to pay for her furniture. She wants you to pay for her security deposit, first and last month's rent. She'd like a lump sum too. And if she can't get you to voluntarily give it and she got you to marry her, she will ultimately get an attorney and find a way to get the money out of you. And even if she doesn't hire an attorney to get the money out of you, suddenly you'll find out how much she doesn't love you once she tells you how much money you owe her. Because what it comes down to is how much money you can provide to the enterprise. I mean, imagine. Are there women out there, are there needles in haystack out there who, when a relationship is over, they say, I don't want anything, I'm just getting out of here? Yes, there are exceptions to the rule like that. But generally speaking, women want money to have sex with you. They want money to become your girlfriend. They want money to move in with you. When they move in with you, they want you to pay the rent, you to pay for the groceries, you to pay for the clothing. They want you to buy them a car. They want you to put them through school or pay their debts off. They want you to pay for the wedding. They want you to pay for their kids, provide them sperm, provide them cashola. And then when you want them to leave, they want you to pay them to leave. That's the way this works. And the reason I have been having this on my mind is because I was thinking back on a previous relationship with someone who was funny and lit up my life just to see her come into the room. She was fun, she was funny, she was energetic, she was wonderful. And it wasn't until she left and told me how much money she thought she ought to get that I realized there was no love going on there at all. It was just somebody who wanted money. And her love was directly proportional to how much money I would provide. Amazingly, after she was gone, the number of phone calls deteriorated, the number of encounters in person deteriorated. And most of the phone calls centered around money. How much she had, how much she needed, how much I ought to send over there. It was all about the money. And you know, when you spend time with somebody and you think you love them and they think, or they let you think that they love you, you find out how much they don't love you later on when it's over, and then they tell you how much money you owe them for the experience. I was once with somebody who I told, hey, you know what? I don't think this relationship's working out. We've got different values. It isn't happening. I'd like out. And all of a sudden, it turned from love to, here's how much money I want. But it can be quite an empty feeling when you find out how somebody just wanted money. Oh, yes, they loved you while they were there. And oh, yes, they acted like they loved you. Oh, yes, they took lots of photographs of the two of you together and everything. And it looked like you had all this fun. But the reality is, underlying it all, they want money. When you meet a woman, you must remember that no matter how friendly she seems, no matter how funny she is, no matter how good she makes you feel, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever, somewhere in there she thinks that she's being hired for an occupation. This is an employment position. And in exchange for providing you with her time and her good cheer, she wants money. You owe her money for that. That is the attitude of many women. And that's why sometimes when I look back on relationships of the past, and I try to think about the good times I had with particular people, it's difficult. Because after the relationship was over, you find out just how much of it was about money. How much they want, how much you should give them, how much they're entitled to, how much their time is worth. Women have talked about, I gave you the best years of my life. Yeah. Like they got nothing out of it during the time you were together. Like essentially you were renting their time and that had value and therefore they want your money. Every once in a while I think back on women I've been with, women I've dated, women I've lived with, women I have married. I think back and I try to think back on all the good times we had. Sometimes I look through old photographs and see some of the things we were doing and saying, God, that looks like that was fun. Oh, I remember this. I remember that. Then every once in a while, you're jolted into reality because, like, you look at the person's face in the photograph and you're saying, wait a minute, when it was all over, she boiled it down to dollars and cents. She pretty much had an amount in mind and she started telling you what the amount was. So all that time you thought you were having fun, it was like hiring, not quite a hooker because it's more than just sex, but it's like hiring an escort for a long period of time. And in the long run, women feel they should be compensated for the time they spend with you. As you go out with women, date them, have sex with them, never lose sight of that, boys. Never forget that no matter how nice she looks, No matter how friendly her eyes look, you look into her eyes, they sparkle, and you see her, and it makes your day. I know that feeling. When it gets right down to it, it's like hail in a can. At the end, they throw the flag up, and they tell you how much you owe them. And they'd like a tip with that, please. Boys, never forget that.